Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words about the Democrats and their fairly significant white man problem. Multiple white man problems, actually. One is that Democrats are finding it harder to get the votes of white men than vegan hot dog vendors have selling their wares at a Wyoming rodeo. Only 34% of white men voted for Hillary, which is approximately the same percentage that would vote for a yellow dog. Another problem is that some Democrats are being anything but discreet, talking about not wanting their next presidential candidate to be another white man. And, to complicate matters, the two folks leading all the polls right now are Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders, who are not just white men, but extremely old white men. On election night 2020, Biden and Sanders will have trod this earth a cumulative 156 years, which would come in handy if history starts to repeat itself, because either one could alert the rest of us. Joe hasn't officially entered the race yet, and Bernie isn't really a Democrat, but the two of them control 55% of the latest polls. Throw in Pete Buttigieg and Beto O'Rourke, and you got white men hogging the polling with 70% of likely voters. Buttigieg, the mayor of South Bend, Indiana, gets a white man pass because he's gay, and Beto is not just the hot new thing, he's the hot new Texas thing. And the prospects of winning the Lone Star State has the party drooling like the aforementioned yellow dog on a summer day at high noon. Since 44 of the 45 presidents thus far have been white men, it would seem many people are conditioned to think they make the best president. Although you got to admit, the current office holder is testing the limits of that presumption, along with white supremacy. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.